The deaths of six people last year following a fire at the Wedgewood Senior Living Apartments in Castle Hills prompted the city of San Antonio to take inventory. Officials wanted to know how many high-rises lack sprinkler systems. The fire department counted at least 36 built before a 1982 city mandate for building 75 feet or taller to have fire sprinklers. One of those is the 11-story Via Tranquisi on Marshall Street near San Pedro. It's owned by the San Antonio Housing Authority and is home to some disabled and elderly residents. The lack of sprinklers is a huge concern for 66-year-old Florence Arellano, who lives on the third floor.
It's easier for me to get down, but I worry about the people up there. How about the bedridden? How about the walkers? How about the chairs that they don't walk anymore like they used to?
Via Tranquisi experienced a fire 5 months after Wedgewood. There were no injuries, but 9 units were damaged. Wednesday, Fire Chief Charles Hood told City Council's Public Safety Committee he recommends all high-rises, commercial and residential, be required to install fire systems over the next 12 years. At a cost of $2 to $4 per square foot, Chief Hood understands it's not something that can happen overnight.
We do have those dynamics to where we just cannot enforce everyone to put sprinklers in their buildings tomorrow. We understand that's not realistic.
Even if it's not tomorrow, Florence Arellano would welcome the potentially life-saving sprinklers in her complex.
I think we would sleep a little bit better. You know, we know that there'd be something to protect us.
The chief's recommendation now goes to the full city council for approval. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.